Okay, welcome everybody to another special episode of the Real Mentors Podcast. Today we are focusing on the best show on TV going on currently, not of all time, Mike. And that will be Game of Thrones. We are going to do a special recap prediction, so to speak. We did promise you guys that we'll probably wait a few shows to do something like this, that we get some material together and not do a weekly segment per se. So I'm very excited about that. We got special guests joining us on all that for this show. But first, let me introduce the regular schmoes we got here. Of course, the man beast himself, the biggest Game of Thrones fans at the table, Mr. Mike Rose.
Hey now.
I like that. Hey now. It's sexy. I use that term very loosely. And of course, as always, our technical producer, the least favorite Game of Thrones fan here at the table, Mr. George Ripoll. How you doing, big guy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
You ready to talk some Game of Thrones, kind of, so to speak? Huh?
Always willing to chime in my little 5 cents in.
We'll see how that goes. Well, I expect
my cracked research.
Yeah. That's right, my cracked research.
I expect much silence from that side of the
yes,
table.
Sir.
But
yes,
again,
sir.
But as promised, we have a special guest.
I'll put on the Family Feud headphones.
I was saying we're going to introduce a very special guest to help us make sense of all this Game of Thrones madness that has been going on the last few weeks. We have live joining us by a phone.
What's he doing over there, by the way? Grinding coffee? What's that noise in the background?
I'm just trying to keep entertained while I wait for him.
I don't even know what the hell. I don't want to know what he's doing, but either way.
It sounds like he's making coffee back there.
That's away. I'm home alone.
Slow down. You can start right there, dude. Do a little risky business on us, dude.
No quiero saber.
He's in his underwear, you know. Polo shirt on. Sliding across the floor. Ladies and gentlemen, that is none other than Chewy himself. My brother, one a big fan of the show. He finally joined us here to talk a little Game of Thrones. Chewy, what's up, my man?
What's up, brother? Long overdue and a privilege to be coming from the girllives.com studio.
That is, there you go. Wow, his first try. It took him like 8 tries to get that right the first time. Jesus Christ. Good for you.
This guy's got a job.
I know, bro. Hire him. You know.
All
right, he's all right. It's all right. You dropped the mic.
Go back to grinding coffee.
Exactly. Slide across the floor in your underwear, big guy. Have fun.
That special café de puta de madre.
Café de puta de madre. Straight from Puerto Rico.
And if you're not a Puerto Rico, you know exactly what he's talking.
Exactly. Which I just came back from. So either way. So George is going to take a seat back there. And I want to do a little Game of Thrones. We got 4 episodes in. We promise you guys we're going to do probably wait a few shows before we do some kind of wrap up. So we'll probably do the next one, episode 8 or 9, before the finale and talk about that. So let's get started. I know Mike's obviously a huge fan. He says it's the greatest show of all time. I disagree vehemently, but that's neither here nor there.
Can I just stop you right there?
You think it's fabulous?
Ask you,
or fantastic?
What is better?
What is better than Game
of
Thrones?
If you say Seinfeld, I'll just punch you right in the face.
Well.
Right now or all time?
All time.
I'd say it's top 5.
Did he just subvert this conversation?
Oh, he could. So he's thinking it's top 5.
Okay.
So there's better shows.
We're talking top all time. Yeah.
There's better shows.
I think he's in the
pajamas. Andy Griffith Show fan.
And Happy Days. Laverne and Shirley. Mork and Mindy. You know. Nanu Nanu.
What was that terrible show that he came back and did? What was that show that he did with the girl from Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Robert Williams?
Terrible.
That advertising show?
It was terrible, yeah. It made more coming look good. But there are better shows than Game of Thrones, but that's neither here nor there. We're not getting into discussion.
What are they? Tell me.
For me, I would say The Wire is a better show.
I think The Wire is a great show. Deadwood's a great show.
No, you're wrong.
The Wire is a
good show. No way.
You think The Wire is a good show?
Are you kidding me?
You don't like The Wire?
No, I like The Wire, but it's not better than Game of Thrones. I'm sorry.
I think so, yes. I think so.
I think The Wire is pretty good.
I was like, you need to invest heavy in order for that to be a great show. Because that season one was not anywhere near great.
Yeah, but you watched the whole, but as a complete show, I'm saying, Game of Thrones has an end yet, so this can go down the tubes really bad, really fast. Let's keep that in mind.
Yeah.
But The Wire as a complete show, I think, is better right now, I'm saying.
I disagree, but I think The Wire is 1A at least.
It's a great show. Why is it a great show?
Guys, it was called The Crazy Ones.
Head crack research team. Thank you, George. George is one of the speaking man. He was feeling lonely.
George, nah, had, just letting you know the crazy ones.
George took off the Family Feud headphones. Yeah. He was ready to go.
Hey, you know, I'm at
he's watching episode 5 or Once Upon a Time season 1 from his birthday gift.
That's right. You know?
So either way, so let's save all that. We'll have that conversation. Well, when Game of Thrones ends, then we can have that discussion as far as how it ends.
Yeah. As far, but you know? Currently,
it's the best show. To me, like The Wire better, like Breaking Bad better, maybe Sopranos better.
Okay, Breaking Bad, no. Okay.
Yeah, easily. I think so. Me personally.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Easily.
No.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's not even a debate, to be honest with you.
I don't know about easily.
Easily.
I mean, that's
I'm not saying it's not a good show, and I really haven't put the time into the show.
I mean,
who cares?
They're both great shows. Can we just enjoy them?
I think it's a great show too. I like Game of Thrones.
He's the one that started up that it's not the best show.
I don't think it's the best show. But Mike, Mike loves Game of Thrones. Like it's like Mike's kid. No matter how bad it is, he still loves him.
Not true.
The kid could be in jail. It's a good kid. It's my son. And he fights hard, and I appreciate that. No, you know,
it's like Batman Superman for him.
Yeah, okay. Batman Superman for him. That was an amazing movie. And I get it. His opinion's like his babies. You know, he's got to defend him to the end. You know, I say some kids are rotten. That's just how it is. That's the way I look. You know, but either way, let's focus back there. So yeah, okay. So we got episode four episodes in and all that. Let's start with the major storylines. Of course, it begins and ends with, of course, my least favorite character. God.
Of course.
Jon Snow. So, Chewie, we'll start with you. Your thoughts on how that's going so far. What do you like about Jon Snow? Or not like
him? I mean, I think overall, obviously, there's nothing to refer to as far as like, this is not in the books. I mean, we know what happened in the books, and so all this is kind of like good surprise and see where they're taking them. You know, bear in mind that they're not going to deviate, they're not going to do a complete 180 from where. They're going to take the character in the novels, you know, at some point. And I have some theories about, you know, how this is going to plan out.
But we'll get the theories in a minute.
They've done a great job, in my opinion, as far as, you know, let's get to the action. Let's get to it. Boom, 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 boom. Let's not dilly-dally. Let's not fuck around. You know, let's just get to the action. Get to it quick. And I think that they've done a good job on it because you guys had a prediction as far as they're going to be like episode 3 or 4 or 5 as far as they reject them. And then boom, right off the bat, you know, let's get to it and see how things are going to transpire.
I agree, and you're right about that. Even the whole Sansa thing, which I thought might take a few shows before they actually met up like pretty quick.
Just so you know, and for clarity's sake, you're a book reader, right, Chewie, or you're not?
Yeah, I read all the books. I do all the research. I mean,
George Martin is very descriptive, and I think that's why that lends itself to the fact that these books are huge in their size. Yeah. And there's a lot of departure. The whole Sansa story itself is a departure from the book. So,
from the very beginning, I mean, it's like night and day. Yeah. But
I think that they combined two character story into Sansa is basically what they did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was a little. I'm thinking there's nitpicking, but the whole meeting was for me a little fast. I like that. Like you said, Chewie, that they get into the storylines quickly, and that's fine. But
they have to. It's TV, man.
We know what the end game is.
Well, let me ask you guys this, because you guys know this more than me. How far is, because when she escapes Winterfell, how far is that from the wall? Out of curiosity.
You mean like distance wise between the wall?
Yeah.
It's
a couple 3-4 days by horseback.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not that far.
I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, I mean, the whole country itself is not like it's like, you know, 3,000 miles. It's not. I mean, it's relatively, you know, horse ride back distances.
Okay, and you can make better time on roads. There's roads there. It's kind of like, if you look at it, it's like, it's the Roman Empire. You know what I'm saying?
That's fine. I wasn't sure if it seemed like maybe a couple of days when she got to the wall. I mean, it could take weeks in my head. But
just in my head, I kind of pictured it like, like France is the northern is like, you know, the northern part of and Italy is like King's Landing.
Okay, and another thing with Jon Snow, which I thought was kind of funny. You know, I hate Jon Snow. He comes back to life and it's the same old Jon Snow. I don't want to do this. He's moping around. I don't want to do shit. Whatever.
Emo Jon Snow.
God, it's not.
He's the most reluctant leader of all time. Like, Jesus Christ, man up. But either way, they're all sitting at the dinner table, whatever, with Sansa Stark, who I like now because she's actually kind of badass now. But they're talking about she wants to go to the north. Of course, Jon Snow doesn't want to because he's Jon Snow. That's what he does. And of course, with convenient, perfectly placed timing, Ramsay's letter shows up and kind of pokes the bear, Mike was saying. All of a sudden, now Jon Snow is finally on board with
the two things I really liked about that scene, by the way.
I hate that scene, though.
But no, that scene was a great scene for two reasons, and Chewie's probably going to agree with me. First of all, the Flayed Man seal I thought was really great, and that's am I right?
Detail.
Yeah, no, I just thought it was great because it was a great detail. But the other part of it is that that's almost exactly from the book, ripped right out of the book. So it's the red letter.
Oh, yeah. As far as receiving the letter, yeah, obviously the content's a little different, but the circumstances around it. And that's why it's kind of hard to, like, not have an idea of where this is going because, you know, obviously in the novels, you know, this is the reason why Jon Snow was killed because he decided to go to Winterfell and save supposedly his sister.
Yeah, with the wildlings and some various troops.
Yeah, exactly.
But now all the traitors are dead, so that kind of shifts the storyline a little bit.
Yeah, which I'm fine with. Obviously, TV is different than books, and that's fine.
At this point, there are no books, so there's no roadmap, so they just kind of...
Well, they have a roadmap.
Yeah, they're talking, it's not like they're working in a vacuum.
Well, they're not, but I'm saying, I mean, they're not adapting it straight from one of the novels, so they can really get creative and do what they want to do at the end of the day, if they so chose to. I know this year they promised us, like, the biggest battle they've ever done, not that it says a whole lot for the show. But
because
it showed us like one battle in five seasons.
I don't think that's going to be the battle, by the way. I don't think that's going to be the battle for Winterfell. No,
you don't think so? Chewie?
No, it is. That is without a doubt.
I think it is too.
They probably gave us too much information, in which kind of sucks. But
you don't think it's going to be the Tyrells against the Sparrows?
Nah, that's going to be a minor thing. That's going to be, that's not gonna be a battle. That's gonna be okay. They get the High Sparrow. That's a fight, and it's over. It's like, the big fight is for the North.
That's what I'm thinking.
We've seen some of that in the trailers, which I wish they wouldn't have shown us. I wanted to be surprised and say, oh shit, you know, they're taking it this direction to this level. But there's no doubt about it. There's nothing secret about it. That's it. Bolton's against the Starks, and everyone else who aligns with the Starks.
Which will probably be, I guess, brings it as a Theon, because I don't like his storyline on whatever, but he's at the Iron Throne.
Pike. The Greyjoys,
There you go. The whole storyline, to me, whatever. I'm going to assume they're going to take it to where they're going to team up with Jon Snow, obviously.
I don't see them aligning with the Starks. Because they had a history of being against them.
The other part is Theon is Theon and Jon Snow don't have a good history together.
But now his when he made amends with Sansa and all that, I think maybe that might get him to align.
We have to see what happens with the King's Moot, because I think what's going to happen is Euron Greyjoy is going to become the king of the Iron Islands. I can't see it happening any other way.
Yeah, and the novels, that's what happened, whether they stick to it or not. I mean, we'll see how they take that storyline.
Okay, and the last thing from the Jon Snow side is... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, because, I mean, in the novels, just for your information, you know, Euron was made the new king, but he had this horn that was supposedly, you know, magical, and would basically, he was trying to get the dragons from the Targaryens in order to conquer Westeros. So his plan was to go to Slaver's Bay, use that horn, get the dragon to come back. That was his master plan.
Oh, but they're not going to go that route, though.
No, forget it. But that's long gone.
That's what I thought.
I think that they're so right now that whole thing. I think that my personal opinion here. I think they buggered up that part of the story, honestly.
Yeah.
The Daenerys over on the other side part of the story.
We'll get to her in a second. The only thing I think, which I hate, I guess it spawned from the whole Jon Snow, the whole thing with Sam or whatever that fat kid's name is. God, what a fucking waste of time that is.
Samwell Tarly.
Yeah. Sick Tarly.
Exactly. It's terrible. I don't know.
Couldn't get laid at a whorehouse party.
Exactly. That guy is the worst. I'm not sure where they're going with that. Nor do I care.
Say what you want about it, though. I think they casted that character perfectly and behaves perfectly with the way Samwell Tarly behaves in the book. So I think it's a great character.
Nah.
He's not going.
He's just not
going.
It's not going. I'm not sure what they plan to do with him. What the hell? What story do you want?
In the book, he's got a pretty definitive storyline. In the show, he really does.
That's what I'm. That's what I'm trying to say. You don't know what the hell. I'm not sure they know what they're doing with him. So whatever. But what about back in King's Landing? Obviously, you guys mentioned with the Ice Bear and all that. That's going to get resolved soon, I hope, I guess. I don't know.
Here's my take on that. And Chu, you can sound in if you want. My personal belief is that the High Sparrow told Tommen that the Tyrells were complicit with in the killing of Joffrey. And Tommen told Cersei that same thing. And now I think that there's going to be some kind of double turn when the Tyrells go to take down the High Sparrow. That's why I think that's going to be the big battle.
I could see that. It was a little too convenient. The High Sparrow told me something I'm not supposed to tell you kind of line. And I mean, being so naive and unking-like, I mean, obviously he fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. So it's not going to be as easy as they show up. And, I mean,
the dude is like 12 years old.
I'm not sure if they're going to betray to that point, or what his end game is to kind of take down another family. Because the Lannisters need that support. They can't just say, "Oh yeah, get away." And who's going to be around him when someone else comes knocking at the door?
I think that they think that the Tyrells are going to come and take out the Sparrows, and then they're going to be able to take the Tyrells at that point. So then, I don't know.
Do you think Margaery dies?
No.
Margaery
dies? No, hell no, man. No way.
I heard something. She was on some show. I don't know if it was Oprah or some crap. I didn't want to hear it, but I heard that she...
Oprah doesn't do shows anymore, bro.
Oh, whatever. She was somewhere, dude.
On Ellen.
Yeah, George, now George wants to talk?
No, I'm just telling you. You're bringing Oprah and the research team. I'm telling you.
Or something like
shows.
Or something like that. You know, like,
she has a show that she does, but I don't think...
Yeah, if she does any show, it's probably Masterclass or anything of that nature. She hasn't done a talk show in a long time.
Bro. George.
Just telling you. You know, I want to be accurate, bro. I'm just telling you.
I said, or something like that. It's even... She was on a show. I could care less, dude.
She's
for real. She was on a Kardashian's the other day shopping with her. And then she dropped, apparently, Jesus Christ. She dropped some kind of hint that I guess she was dying or something like that. That's what I heard. And people were, it was a little bit of an uproar. I don't know what it is. I didn't want to read it because I didn't want to get spoiled. But I heard something to that effect.
I don't mind getting spoiled. I went out and I've been looking at spoilers.
I want to be fresh. Especially now there's no books. I want to be fresh. You know, I want to know what happens and all that.
I do have one theory. I think I was going towards the big battle.
As far as what Jon Snow,
obviously, kind of revolves around obviously the last episode. What was the last episode with the whole Rickon capture
whatever you want to call it? That's good because I want to bring some up to you too. So go ahead.
So I'm thinking that I think it was the Umber family. That's where he went to. And that's who kind of supposedly betrayed him and took him to Winterfell. I kind of think that they're gonna double cross him, and that was just part of it for them to get within his walls, his protection, or his good graces, so they could betray him. You know, I guess it's just not too wild of a theory, but I think that's where that's going.
Well, I have to say that I that was my first thought too when Little John Umber came, he didn't plead fealty to him, but Umbers generally don't do that.
He didn't pay any homage, didn't kiss his ass, or get on his knees, or any of that bullshit.
Right. Which is awesome.
But then that's when I said to myself, "Oh, this might be a double cross. Maybe this isn't Rickon. Maybe that's not Shaggy Dog that was dead there." And Shaggy Dog is the name of Rickon's
Shaggy Dog.
Dire Wolf. Come on, that's what happens when you give a 4-year-old naming rights to a dog.
Okay. Only the Starks are the worst family ever.
Anyway,
Starks are horrible.
Then this last episode, I started to have my doubts about that theory because Asha, aka Yara, who is what I'm talking about, right? Her name's Yara in the book, but because there's already a Yara Asha, on the show, they named her Asha.
Oh, so you're thinking that they brought her, he snuck in order to try to assassinate him, and then it backfired?
No, I don't think that Asha getting killed pretty much tells me that Little John Umber has betrayed the Starks because he's pissed because his dad was hard-headed. That's my new take.
That's not bad, actually. I can see that. Yeah. That's not bad. But I mean, that's the one thing about the show, which I think he's my new favorite character. I love the Littlefinger, which I know they barely showed him, but it's Ramsey. Ramsey's the man.
Ramsey,
I love Ramsey.
But I have a feeling that Littlefinger's gonna run the whole joint at the end. Or come damn close to it.
No, I'm not feeling that.
Look at Littlefinger was behind everything that happened.
I love Littlefinger.
Littlefinger is the one that got freaking crazy what's-her-face to poison John Aaron to start this whole sequence of events. I mean...
Go ahead.
Was it purely out of a quest for power, or was it because of a spurned love? Well, not even spurned love, because he wasn't the right name that he couldn't marry Caitlin Tully.
I have no idea.
I mean, I just think the whole Sansa thing, because didn't the show preview that where she's talking to him and she questions whether he knew about Ramsay and he knew what was going to happen, or how kind of guy he was, and left her with
him. I think this episode's going to be really interesting, because I think that they're going to. A few questions are going to be answered concerning Littlefinger and what he knew and didn't know about.
Yeah, exactly. I'm curious.
End up with Sansa telling Littlefinger to go bleep himself.
That's how I got a feeling that's going to happen. I don't know.
If that happens, I'll be happy. I don't want to see them alive with Jon Snow, because I know that they're going to end up betraying him. So it's.
Oh God! Please kill Jon Snow again.
My other crappy theory went in thinking that Littlefinger is going to take his swords from the Vale and one of our higher cell swords he's managed to cobble together, and go up there and invade Winterfell before Jon Snow and his troops get there, and then they're going to kill Rickon because they want Sansa to be Wardeness of the North, and if Rickon is there, of course. A male son of the Stark family is going to be Warden of the North, regardless of if there's females out there. So it's an interesting. I don't know what's going to happen. Look, my idea of Jon Snow getting burned on a pyre and being unburned.
Which I liked. I liked that theory. I kind of wanted to see that, to be honest with you.
Great call, by the way.
We'll see in a few weeks how awful everyone is. But
I'm willing to admit that I don't know what the heck I'm talking about. But at least my brain is working.
What about two things to end up. One is obviously with Khaleesi and all that, which she was awesome this last episode.
Yeah, she burned the town. She burned the town.
George is alive?
No spoiler out here, but it's just
George got Jon Snow. Back to life.
I know about that part. I mean, she burned the entire. Right? Yeah, she burned something.
Yeah, I thought that was awesome. I love that. Am I alone with that?
There's a theory that it's.
I didn't like
to see her reassert her power again.
I just think it's a recycled storyline. I didn't like.
Yeah, I had heard that she was going to destroy the whole society or something.
If her end game is obviously, we know what her end game is: go back to Westeros.
Right, of course.
This plays into that, gaining another arm.
Exactly. My thing is, she's going to go back and they're going to wipe out those three factions, whatever that started, whatever.
The Yunkai.
Yeah, exactly.
The deal that.
How do you think that affects Tyrion? Yeah. By the way, do you think she's going to embrace what Tyrion did by trying to make a deal with the?
That's a good question. Actually, it's a good question.
That was one of my things. See, I don't like any of that. I love Tyrion. He's my favorite character on the show, and I love to see him in full effect when he's like being super brainiac.
Oh, it's great. He drinks and he knows things. That was awesome. That was great.
It's kind of like me.
Good point. Well, I'll agree with the drink. I'll agree with the whole thing. The drinking thing, I'll agree with that. No, but I mean, that's curious.
Sugar daddy.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Well, we can't use that. That was a self-given name, so he's not. Right. We're not allowed to use that name. Yeah, exactly. But that's going to be interesting. I think, obviously.
Actually, it's Sugar White Mike.
It's Sugar White Mike. Yeah. The Sugar man formerly known as Sugar White Mike is obviously the name has been banned from the show. And moving forward here. But I like that. That is her. Like, exactly. Chewie hitting on the head there. She's asserting herself back into power or whatever, which I thought was good. I thought it was well done. I mean, personally, I liked it.
Because they spent the whole season her being trying to be a politician, trying to learn to rule, blah, blah, blah. Okay, it's time for action.
And she's nude again, dude. Everybody wins. She lied, talking, I'm never going to show anything again. And there she is, full frontal. But
we may have been Cersei'd on that one, to be honest.
She said it's her.
Yeah, she said it's her.
She said in interviews that it wasn't a body double.
That's what she said.
The previous ones were or not, I don't know. But she, I mean, they made a point say it was her.
I thought it looked like a little CG, but she said it was her.
No, they said it was her. In an interview, she said it was her.
The way it was shot, because she was shot by herself. And then everything else, the fire scenes, that was all done just by herself and with the cameras in the studio. Everything else was done, obviously, at the outside location.
Well, good for her, dude. No, then they backed up the money truck, get a little something extra for her time, and they're flashing the world again. Going back on a word, but what, I'll forgive her because she burns everybody, so I love that. So either way. And lastly, the whole thing, which I'm indifferent about, is the whole Bronn storyline.
I don't know. I think it's Bronn.
Yeah, you said Bronn Bronn.
Yeah, my bad. My bad.
I love Bronn. So where's Bronn?
You're right. That's what these three bring back. But what do you guys think about the whole the three-eyed sparrow or whatever?
I don't know. I like that storyline. I'm interested to find out whether he can actually communicate with people or whether it's just whispers in the wind. Like, you know, in the books, Ned's always saying that he can hear the trees talking to him and things like that. So I just wonder if maybe that's what it is it's Bronn or whomever talking through the trees and whispering. And
a friend of mine had a good theory, which I don't want to take credit for, but he brought it up to her, which would be kind of cool if he can actually, because he takes over the animals or whatever the case is, but if he can't take over some of the White Walkers.
Warging you're talking about. I don't know that he wants to warg into a White Walker. But,
yeah.
But I will say this. I don't know if you saw the preview for this week, but they showed Bronn standing around right next to the Night King, and the Night King touches him. So I mean, that's a dream or very interesting. One of the two.
I know the visions that he's showing him. That's probably another vision, I guess. I don't know.
That Night King character, by the way, is really cool looking.
He's cool, and they show him like once every 5 seasons. But yeah, the winner, the longest winner ever, never comes. Jesus, it's always summer, you know.
Always complaining about something, dude.
Winter's coming, my ass. John knows more than that. John Snow knows no shit either.
I feel like disconnected. What do you want?
I want the White Walkers, man. It was one of the best parts of the show. That one episode last year was probably one of the best episodes last year.
Hard home.
Yeah, that was one of the best episodes. Easily one of the best episodes, you know. So I want to see more of that.
They also saw them in the first episode.
Oh, George again. George is, oh my God.
Hey, dude,
man,
he's cutting me off, man.
What's going on, George?
Sorry. I mean, they saw the White Walkers in the first
episode. For someone who doesn't watch the show, he seems to be very knowledgeable about it.
Well, he said he's seen a couple episodes. Like,
and he listens to us talk about it.
Well, basically, yeah. But he has seen like the Red Wedding and when Ned Stark got hammered.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we haven't seen it, but he hasn't seen it. It's like
he's not a regular watcher.
He's not a regular watcher.
Exactly. But it's funny for somebody that hasn't watched it. I still know a lot about it.
Yeah, George is doing his homework, dude. You know,
that crack research team.
Apparently, he doesn't want a more summer soul this segment. So good for him.
You know?
Let me go back to the Bronn thing. The only thing I didn't like about it was I wanted more. I mean, you know, they stopped at the Tower of Joy and
Because we're waiting for that.
Come on.
You know they're gonna milk that. They gotta milk something on the show.
We're waiting for that.
I guess
R plus.
R plus L equals J.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So
I was trying to remember that algebra. I was always terrible with algebra.
But I'm fine. There's plenty of storylines on the show to do anyway. So I guess they can use little tidbits in here and there, whatever. I guess. But I'm curious to see what I would assume it, because episode 9 is usually the episode which is the best one, more, you know, historically speaking.
With the big battle.
Yeah.
8 or 9.
Yeah. That's a big battle. I think that's going to be the big setting point.
Episode 9.
It usually is historically speaking.
Except last season.
Blackwater, Hardhome.
Yeah. Last year.
Yeah, yeah.
Hardhome was 8, by the way, not 9.
Yeah, was it?
9 was the burning of Shireen.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, he's right. Yeah. That's correct. As George is looking that up. No, but he's actually right. But I think last year the best one was the episode. That was with the last one. The dragon.
It started with Ned losing his head in episode 9.
Yeah.
First season.
We need more dragons, for Christ's sake. God, jeez. But either way, let me see
dragons,
dude.
I care less about dragons.
How you care about dragons? That's the best part.
No, it's not.
Yeah, of course. And dragons are badass, dude. you can't go wrong with dragons. You put dragons in anything, dude.
Even my daughter loves a good dragon, man. Come on.
You see, dude, if they're a Batman v Superman had dragons, that would be an amazing movie, dude. Batman v Superman v Dragons, dude. Now that's a movie I want to see, dude.
Yeah. Hardhome was episode 8. the Dance of Dragons was episode 9.
Either way, so all right, so let's see how it goes. We're gonna bring you back on after episode 9.
8 or not, before the big battle or after the big battle?
After the big battle. I want to talk about the big battle.
We'll do it after. Well, let's see what happens in episode 8 first.
Well, let's see. I mean, if the battle happens earlier, let's bring it up. If it happens, I'm guessing, I'm just, again,
that's
episode
in
9.
Weeks, right?
Yeah,
it's going to be episode 5 this week.
Exactly. So in 3 weeks, we'll see where it's at. Right. And do,
no,
do
actually, yeah, it's 4
weeks. 5, 6, 7.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Well, yeah, the door is episode 5.
But no, I don't want to hear titles because that's spoilerish.
That's going to,
yeah. Well, May 29th was.
Relax. That's this week.
That's this week.
I don't hear title because then
we're not going to talk to him till the end of June.
Exactly. And then, yeah, then we'll do like a prediction for the last episode. For
episode
finale.
9 is June 19th.
Okay.
Right. So, like, yeah, a month, give or take.
Yeah, we're going to talk to him after that episode.
Exactly. What should we do? Thanks a lot, dude, for your thoughts, dude. I appreciate you coming on the show, man. You're a big fan, dude. We'll definitely bring you back for next year. You know. Game for episode 9 or whatever. Depends on the battle. If it's episode 8, we'll do episode 8. If it's 9, then we'll do it after 9. And we'll set up the finale and all that. So, but yeah, I appreciate you listening, dude. I know you always pull out of good comments and all that. We, you know, you poke the bear, as Mike was saying. We love it. You know, I know Georgia. I know George is always crying about something. So,
well,
whatever.
I was excited. Last night I was having trouble sleeping and I put on some hockey.
You guys
so,
let me call in just a quick shout out to my wife.
Of course.
14th wedding anniversary. So, just want to make sure when she hears this, it's like, woo!
You doing
to my kids, obviously.
You doing anything special, dude? Or giving her a dragon or something? Way Los Dragons, man. I'm telling you, dude.
I think 14th anniversary is your.
I don't know what 14th is. I know it's like, there's always like something.
I think it's a laminate birthday.
website. Maybe find something there for
that's true. Girlsdad.com. How that thing, a lot of things you can get. Absolutely.
Great stuff.
That's a good point. Yeah.
It's not. Anniversary worthy gifts.
You can get her one of those F word socks that we sell on
there. There you go, dude. Again, I think Mike, this just sell like dragon socks or shirts and all that.
Yeah, no.
He's such a hater on dragons. I don't get it, dude. Dragons are awesome. But either way, though, all right, Chewie, we appreciate it, man. We'll talk later, brother.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, man. Bye.